Welcome, welcome. This is Cassandra Austin McDonald with the Grow Through It podcast, where I share my personal life experiences and the stories of others who have grown through life's ups and downs and came out on the other side. Listen in as you may become inspired to evolve into the best version of yourself. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald, and I figured I would have a chat with y'all while I am sitting here icing my knee. So what I wanted to chat with you all today about was the journey of transformation and how lonely it can be and feel. And to be transparent with you all, I was actually just doing a little bit of a workout earlier and was reflecting on just various milestones in my life that were these shifting seasons, pivotal moments in my life, and what was going on during that time and the transition that was happening and the transformations that were taking place. And I recall that it was always a time where I felt alone during those seasons. And in the space I'm in now, having experienced multiple transformations throughout my life so far, I know that that does not mean I am alone, right? But part of the reason I wanted to have this conversation with you all is I've been receiving some responses from some of you in my email that are interested in the shift training that I announced I'll be doing here soon. Details about that will be coming out here soon. But for those of you who are interested in attending the training, simply send me an email that is provided in the show notes and just type in "I'm ready to shift" and you will be added to the wait list and you'll be the first to know when the details are of when we'll be having this training called The Shift. But I've been hearing from some of you, and there's a common theme in what some of you have been sharing about the pivotal moments you're in your life, the shifting seasons that you're in your life. And one of the common thread that I noticed was that you feel alone. And many of you are going through different shifts and transitions right now. Some of you are grieving a loss. Some of you are experiencing a pivot or noticing a need to pivot in your career. And some of you are just noticing this longing that you have for more or better, whether if it's in your relationships or just in your life. And you're noticing that it's time to make a change. It's time to reinvent yourself. It's time to reinvent your life. And I noticed that in some of the emails that I received where you're sharing, I can sense this undertone of like, I feel like I'm in this by myself. And I wanted to have this conversation with you all because I am in my own reinvention stage of my life, as I shared with you all on a couple of previous episodes. And I'll be frank with you guys, it does feel lonely at times. It really does. You know, when you are going through any sort of transformation, it's a personal choice. It's a personal decision that you're making. And oftentimes, we either expect people to, you know, be there, either cheering you on or encouraging you, or you expect people to just simply understand and offer compassion. And what I wanted to share with you all, what I've learned in my own journey throughout the years and in coaching clients throughout these last several years is that when we decide to embark on any journey of transformation and growth, it is a personal choice and decision. In fact, I often make this disclaimer when I am on the beginning stage or in the beginning stages rather with a new coaching client and we're about to embark on a one-on-one coaching client relationship and start our work together. And I always let them know like, hey, this is a warning that you're going to notice some shifts in your relationships, because anytime the person shifts, it has a domino effect in your life. And I said, I'm just sharing this because it always happens, whether if it happens for They're both good reasons, right? One is the relationship improves, enhances, and gets better. And the other is you realize that the seasons have expired and the relationships, fall away. And I often give that disclaimer at the beginning because I don't want them to have the shock in the middle or toward the end of our work together when they start to notice those shifts happening. And what I've noticed is a big reason why those shifts happen is because we're not the same. We are not the same. Many times people get used to one version of us, the version that they came to know us to be whenever they came into our lives, whenever we began whatever relationship it is, whether if it's a platonic friendship or an acquaintance or maybe even a romantic relationship, maybe even family members who've known you your entire life, right? Whenever you're embarking upon some sort of personal growth and transformation journey and you're really doing the work, right? I'm not just talking about changing your hairstyle and changing your look, right? Some people think that, oh, I changed my look, I changed my appearance, and I experienced a transformation. No, I'm talking about a mindset shift here. I'm talking about the way that your heart is postured. I'm talking about being spiritually aligned and attuned to the Creator, being experiencing a complete internal shift, because the external shift will automatically happen. Those of you who are on my email list may have noticed a couple weeks ago in one of the emails I sent out where I said, the shift happens in you first and for you next. I'll say that again. The shift happens in you first and for you next. What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean is that when you're experiencing transformation, it happens internally before you notice your circumstances shifting. Now, oftentimes what we see happening in the world of transformation is a lot of times people are forced into transformation because of an external circumstance, whether if it's the loss of a loved one, so you're grieving, or the end and demise of a relationship, or shifting and pivoting in a career, or maybe you're experiencing some sort of health crisis and the doctor told you you've got to lose the weight, you know, whatever the thing is on the external circumstance spectrum, that is the external reason that may have caused you to say, you know, I got to make a shift, I got to make a transformation. And the transformation still has to happen in you before it happens for you. Now, one of the most powerful things we can do for ourselves is to make a powerful decision to make a transformation before the madness happens. Now, oftentimes that does not come easy because we get comfortable in life, we get content, we get complacent. It happens. It's a part of life. And What I always encourage my clients and my students is don't wait for life to happen to you to make decisions that allow life to happen for you. What do I mean by that? Well, oftentimes when we hear about these massive transformative stories, right, we always hear about this story on the front end where something happened. Whether if it was a crisis, a heartbreak, whatever, you know, something happened, a bad doctor's report, something happened. And that led them down the path of transformation. Now, granted, it's common, it happens. And we can always say that if you enter into this transformation journey, you could have allowed that to happen for your good. But I always like to think about, but what if we decide to transform before a crisis? What if we decide to transform before a heartbreak? What if we decide to transform before some major life event takes place? I actually was listening to David Goggins. Y'all know I've been obsessed with this man. I've been talking about him in my email, on the podcast. But he actually was sharing his philosophy about why he trains so hard and why he's so disciplined in his regimen and in his training. And he was sharing how he wants to be prepared for life. So it's almost like front loading instead of doing this on the back end. So it's like being mentally, emotionally, spiritually prepared for life. And he was sharing how, you know, if he ever gets the phone call that something happened to his mom, or if something in his life happens, like he has been mentally, emotionally, and spiritually training himself day in and day out to be strong, to be tough, to handle adversity. And that's one of the things I have been thinking about in my own journey when I think about how did I overcome so much? How did I transcend all of these traumatic experiences I've endured? How did I transform so many different areas of my life that looked like they were completely hopeless and I felt helpless even at times? And I believe I didn't even realize I had that philosophy. And it's funny because I remember I was working with someone years ago and she was kind of like throwing a little dig at me about being so disciplined. And she was like, we're not robots, Cassandra. But I get what she was saying. She was saying like, you know, about my regimen, about wanting to be disciplined in my fitness and in my spiritual practices and things like that. And I believe she said that based upon her own perspective, but she didn't try to understand my perspective. And with a little bit more wisdom and a little bit more growth on my part, what I now understand is why that has always been so valuable for me. And it's because when I am in shape, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically even, I feel better equipped for adversity. I feel better equipped for life challenges. I feel better equipped for whatever life throws at me. So that whenever life throws the curveballs that it inevitably does, and whenever things happen that I have absolutely no control over, I can handle it with a little bit more grace. I can handle it with a little bit more wisdom. I can handle it with a little bit more power even. And so when I'm talking about this whole concept of transformation feeling lonely, part of the reason it's lonely is because it's a path that not everyone lives, you guys. Not everyone wants to live this path of learning and growing for a lifetime. We live in a society where we are trained and taught as young as school age, that we go to school, we get an education, we find a job, get into a career, and we work until we retire, and that's it. Like we don't hear messages about growth. We don't hear messages about transformation. We don't hear messages about the ebbs and flows of life. It's almost like we hear, this is where you'll be at for these 10 years and these 10 years and these 30 years, and then you're done with life. And that's not the life that many of us, I don't know about you guys listening, but I know many of us who are on this learning and growing, you know, for life path, that's not what we're about. And it's a soul-sucking path to take. It's a soul-sucking path to take. You know, I was listening to this audio, well, what was it, a day or two ago, with this lady who climbed all the way to the top of a major Fortune 500 company. She had worked in corporate for 25 years. She became a VP, vice president, executive of a major company. And she shared in this interview where she felt like, really, this is all there is to life? Because she thought she did everything she was supposed to do. You know, she got her education, she climbed the corporate ladder, and then she reached this pivotal moment in her life, this shifting season where something inside of her was poking, that whisper that I've been talking about was nudging at her and was like, there's gotta be more to life than this. And she finally stopped ignoring it. And eventually it led her to make a complete career pivot, and she experienced a life transformation, and her story kind of evolves from there. But, you know, there are some lonely moments in that story for her, because when she was in the midst of this pivot, people who envied her path thought she was crazy. People who envied where she was in life thought she was going mad. And so she had to navigate a period of time in her life where her transformation was her doing what she felt her soul was calling her to do, even if no one else understood. And that's the part of transformation that can get lonely, because I believe that when God is calling us to transform an area of our lives. Again, whether if you're transforming your health and fitness, or you're transforming your relationships, or you're making a pivot in your career, wherever you find yourself in this shifting season of your own life, I believe why transformation feels lonely is because God speaks to us. He's speaking to us. He, she, I don't know the gender of God, but you know, that's up for debate to many. But God is speaking to us. The Creator is speaking to us. We're receiving those nudges. We're receiving those whispers in our heart and in our soul that it's time, that something needs to change, that it's time for a shift. And the reason it feels lonely is because you're trying to explain this to people. You're trying to tell this to people and they don't get it. They don't understand, especially if you're talking to people who wish they were in your shoes, especially if you're talking to people who simply don't get it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When you talk to those people who just don't get it. And so I wanted to share a few pointers about navigating this season of shifting in your own life. And if you're feeling alone, and I want to speak on this part too about feeling alone, because oftentimes there's this misconception that the person who feels alone, or the person who's, you know, in the midst of their own growth and transformation phase of their life, means that, well, if they feel alone, they don't have anyone in their life. That's not true. Feeling alone in your own personal shifting season, in your own transformation journey, does not mean you don't have people in your life. It just simply means that you're guiding this sacred journey and you're walking on your own path, and it feels alone because you may look around and you may not see anyone around you doing the same because they didn't get the message you did. And so they may look like they're still going about life same old, same old. You're the one that got the message. You're the one that's making the changes. People may even point it out and notice. Anytime I have been in a shifting season in my life, anytime I've experienced any type of transformation, you guys, it's always been pointed out to me. You know, I've heard so many different comments where people say things like, oh, you've changed, or "You, I remember when you used to do this," or "I remember when you used to be this way," or "I remember this." When you hear "I remember when," go run. No, I'm just playing. But when you hear "I remember when," y'all, they about to go pull up some old stuff. And oftentimes people don't realize what they're doing. They don't realize that it's not encouraging to hear, especially when you're in the nitty gritty of your own shifting season, when you're in the nitty gritty of transformation, and you may be navigating some paths and some territories during this part of the journey where you're not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, or where you're not seeing the results yet, or you're in the middle of the process and you're not experiencing the changes that you expected to experience by now. Hearing those types of statements are not helpful. They're not encouraging. But I want to remind you that, again, they're speaking from their level of understanding. And most people don't mean harm. They only speak from what they know. And part of our life's journey, I believe, is to uncover more levels of awareness. And so the more we become aware, the more we become aware, right? Like the more self-aware we are, the more aware we are of what we say, why we say it, and how we do things. And the more we are able to have that self-control and things like that. But I wanted to point out some things about what to do if you're in this space and how to guide yourself through this, because having a couple of pointers and tips sometimes helps when you're navigating this process to know that you are not alone. And so the first thing I want to share with you all is don't listen to people who are not where you want to be or who are not striving to get there. This is going to be challenging if you are the type of person, admittedly, like myself, who when you're on the phone with a friend or you're talking to someone that you've been close to before and you want to share about what's going on in your life and give updates, and you may want to share about this particular journey. I caution you to be careful about who you share what with, because oftentimes, like I said, when people are not on their own journey, they feel threatened or intimidated or even scared when they see the person that they care about and love growing. Now, although we want to see our loved ones grow, I believe that it takes a special person to be able to hold space for the type of person who's always yearning to grow and be better, because you never know who they're going to become in 6 months to a year. Those who have been in my life for a long time can attest to that. Like, I have grown so much in my lifetime, you guys. But then there's parts of my personality, you know, that will always be true to who I am, my authentic self. But I was listening to this video from Snoop Dogg a few weeks ago, where he was talking about growth and the people in your life. And he said, something happens when you start to grow. And he said, there's this gap that is created. And what happens is that the people in your life, they notice the gap. They notice the gap. And you should be noticing it too, oh self-aware one. But what ends up happening is typically one or two things can happen. As he mentioned, he said that the people who notice you are growing beyond them will try to pull you down to close the gap so you can be down where they're at. Or you can stand in your power, stand in your convictions, continue on your growth journey, on your transformation journey, continue shifting into your reinvention, and invite them to join you. But either way, there's going to be a noticeable gap. And what happens when there's that gap is typically when you hear the comments from their level of perception that are not in support of where you're going. And this is something that actually can compound on the feeling of feeling alone, because you may share something with someone and then they say something that is really off-putting, or they may say something that comes off insensitive, or they may say something that may even come off a little like a slick dig, you know what I'm saying? Where you're like, that was kind of shady, they said that. So you want to be careful what parts of your journey you're sharing with people who are either not where you want to be or who are not striving to get there, because like I said before, they just simply may not get it. Okay, and it's not a judgment. It's just, it is what it is statement. It's an observation. You know, it's not saying that you're better than them. It's not saying you're higher and they're lower. That's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is that people only say things from their level of understanding and perspective. And so you have to release your attachments to the expectation that everyone will get it, because everyone will not get it. And that's just not a reality. Not everyone will get your journey. Not everyone will understand your process. But the people who are meant to continue on with you, they will. And that's all that matters. The next point is to mind your mind and guard your gateways. What do I mean by that? Well, this is one of the constant reminders, you guys, that I feel like I am faced with whenever I'm experiencing a shifting season of my own and I am going through the growing pains of transformation. When you are feeling the growing pains, this is when you are challenged the most. You know, your thinking, what you're saying, what you're watching, what you're listening to, what you're speaking about, what you're feeding yourself, mind, spirit, soul, all of that, right? It really, really matters. I mean, it always matters, but it really, really matters during this time, because it's almost like you have opened yourself even more to what is in the world and you're susceptible to more. It's almost like having an open wound and someone can either pour salt on it or they can pour what is that called? Y'all know what I'm talking about, that ointment that soothes it. And so when we're on a journey of transformation, when we're in a shifting season, you're open. Your heart is open, your soul is open, your mind is open, because you're in a space in your life where you want to receive. This is a receiving part of your journey, where you're looking to receive, whether if it's information, whether if it's guidance, whether if it's a divine download from God, whatever you find yourself in, you're in a space of receiving. And so you really, really, really have to be mindful of what you're watching, what you're listening to, what you're speaking out of your mouth, and what you're thinking about. I find that this is where I have gotten challenged the most when I'm in my shifting season, because oftentimes when I'm in a shifting season, I'm also facing my own belief systems that need to shift. I'm also facing my own paradigms that need to shift. I'm facing different things about myself that may have served me in a season of my life, but they're not going to serve me where I'm going, and I have to shift that. And in order to shift that, I have to be mindful. I have to be intentional. I have to be careful about what I'm listening to, about what I'm thinking about what I'm speaking, what I'm feeding into myself. And so what this looks like is, for me, you guys, I am in a state of constant correction, reframing my thinking, correcting my language. There's been times where I have said something and I have literally snapped my finger and said, no, I correct that. And I'm speak something else that is in alignment with what it is that I say that I want, or that is in alignment with a scripture, that is in alignment with a belief that I am working toward instilling within myself. And you guys, this is where the work is, honey. Listen, this is the work, because it requires your awareness to be at a whole nother level. This is not a part of the journey where you get to turn the cruise control on and relax while you're driving. This is a part of the journey where you need to have your foot on the gas and your hands on the steering wheel, and you're paying attention, and you are slowing down when you need to slow down, and you're speeding up when you need to speed up, and you're noticing when it's time to pass a car up. You need to be fully alert and aware. This is what trips a lot of people up in transformation, because it's so easy to get caught up in the day in and day out where you're in these robotic states of being. And you find yourself, before you know it, you know, you get caught up in listening to some gossip maybe, or you get caught up in watching something that's not feeding your spirit, or you get caught up in speaking things that are contradictory to what it is that you say that you want and desire. And so this part, minding your mind and guarding your gateways, if you pick nothing else up from this episode, I hope you pick this up, because this is a part of the journey of most importance, I believe. This is where the work happens. This is where the transformation happens. This is where reinvention happens. Like I said before, the shift happens in you first and for you next. The in is this inner stuff I'm just talking about, your mindset. What information you're taking in, what are you speaking back out? The reinvention, the external, the shift that you want to be visible to the world, whether if it's the new boo thing or the new hot sexy body or the new career or the new location or a new style, whatever it is for you, that comes after you've done some of this internal work. And this is another reason why the journey can feel lonely, because you don't have time to entertain certain conversations in this season of your life, you guys. And I'm just keeping it real here. You know, I was talking with a client and she was asking me about my life. You know, she was like, how do you manage you? She was like, you come with a wealth of wisdom to our calls. And she was like, you know, it seems like anything I bring to you, you help me work through a solution. And I told her, I said, I spend a lot of time alone. Is it a glorious path? No, it's not. It's not. But I believe those of us who God has called to greatness, those of us who have a calling on our life, those of us who desire bigger and better things, it requires moments of solitude. It requires times of sitting down and being still. It requires times of removing the distractions. It requires time It requires times of getting rid of the noise. We have so many distractions right now. We have more distractions than ever. This is a big reason why I went on a social media sabbatical. It's been over a month now, you guys, because I knew I was in a shifting season and I'm reinventing myself. And I said, I'm going to practice what I preach and teach and remove some distractions. And although for some, you know, it's not ideal because we're business owners, right? And in business, if you're not visible, you may not make money, but I trust. And a part of my belief system is that business is not a human journey alone. It's also a spiritual journey. I believe doing business is a spiritual journey because it requires a lot of growth on the person's part who is doing the things. And so when we're connecting with our spiritual selves, because we're a spiritual being having a human experience, we're a soul inside of a body, not the other way around. So many people, you know, mix it up. They say that we're a body with a soul. And I'm like, no, we're a soul with a body. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We're not humans who experience moments of spirituality. That's not. And that's why I believe we have so much chaos in the world, because a lot of people have lost sight of that. And I digress. Let me get off my little, y'all know I can rant and rave all day long about topics I'm passionate about. But all of that to say, I found myself needing to practice what I preach, you know, and teach and removing distractions. And so, you know, for me, what that has looked like for the last couple months is if it's not a client, if it's not my partner, if it's not some people in my life who are either where I want to be or where are going where I strive to be or can support me on my way there, I have made it known I did not have space for anything else. I deleted apps off my phone, social media apps included, and I just completely unplugged. You know, I completely unplugged, and you guys, I have already felt the shift internally. It's already happened for me, in me. The shift has already happened in me. And that's why some of you may have, you know, who are connected to me here on the Grow Through It podcast or who are connected to me in my email have noticed, you know, me sharing, you know, episodes or emails. You've been getting emails from me and episodes because I started sharing with you what has been occurring, because I believe God gives it to me first and for you next. And that's where this information comes from. You know, it's coming from my own journey I've walked through. It's coming from my own studying that I've been doing. And so I hope that you are really taking this in, knowing that what has been possible for me and those that I have worked with is certainly possible for you too. And although it's not the glorified path, if you will, you know, we live in this society where everybody wants a microwave quick fix. Everybody wants to press the quick 30-second button on a microwave and boop, it's done. I'm ready. I got my thing. But the most powerful, sustainable transformations are the ones that happen with a process. So I'll repeat the last one again is mind your mind, guard your gateways. The last one, you guys, is to just know you're not alone. You are not alone. And if you feel alone, this is when you really have to get into a community with like-minded people. Now, you probably heard earlier in the episode I shared that there is a training coming up called the Shift Masterclass. And this is a training that is, you guys, is going to be powerful. Listen, powerful. You want to be in this training. It's going to be no cost for those who attend live, but after the live, it will be a part of a paid offer, paid program. And so if you miss out, then you're going to have to purchase the recording to get the information. But this is the time to get into community with like-minded people. When you get into a community with like-minded people, it's almost like it accelerates your results because you are masterminding with people who are on the same path as you. And so you're getting more ideas. You're hearing more nuggets. You're getting more information. You're getting compounded wisdom. And anytime I have surrounded myself in spaces and places and communities with like-minded people, my results have accelerated times 1,000 without fail, without fail. And so this is why I'm such an advocate for making sure you are not navigating this by yourself. Now, but even though I've shared that I have been behind the scenes unplugging, I have still had support, you guys. I have not navigated this alone. Despite the fact I have had moments where I felt alone because transformation can be lonely at times, I have not navigated this alone. I got the proper support in place. I make sure that I'm listening to the right information to move me forward so I don't get stuck. A lot of people get stuck in their shift. They get stuck inside of their shift. They don't shift out of it. It's called shifting season, not shift and get stuck. You want to shift out of that into your reinvention. Remember, the shift happens in you first and for you next. You want to get to the part where it's happening for you. So many people get stuck in the shift happening in them. That middle part, minding your mind, guarding your gateways. That's typically where I see people get stuck at, because that's the part where if you're not in community and you don't have the proper support, the monkey brain can take over. The negative thinking, the self-doubt, the negative belief systems, your old toxic programming, the old paradigms that are not going to support the new reality you desire to create for yourself, that's not going to get you to where you want to be. Old thinking doesn't create new things. New thinking, new believing, new speaking, new acting, new being. Because when you're being different, you do differently. And when you do differently, you have differently. Catch my drift? And so if you are ready to get that support and you want to attend the shift training, all you have to do is go to the email address provided inside of the show notes. It's ca@cassandraaustin.com. Cassandra spelled with one S. And type in, I'm ready to shift. And your name will be added to the wait list. And you will be the first notified of the details of when this training will be held. I am super excited for this next season that we're going to do together. It's going to be powerful. Anytime you're experiencing massive growing pains like you are, anytime you're in a shifting season, that simply means that something amazing is on the horizon for you. Trust it, believe it, and I will talk to you all next time. Take care now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast. To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.